AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. White House and congressional negotiators are back at it today, hoping to hammer out a deal on raising the debt ceiling, which could be reached in less than 2 weeks. Correspondent Lisa Mascaro reports from the White House.
They're racing against a deadline. They hope to get an agreement as soon as this weekend. Kevin McCarthy said it's possible.
Strong earnings from Walmart and other retailers help push stock prices higher, and the labor market is still showing strength, despite efforts to tamp it down to reduce inflation. Swiss guards at the Vatican say a driver with apparent mental illness sped through a gate and into a palace courtyard before being stopped. Can social media companies be held responsible for a terrorist attack? The U.S. Supreme Court says no. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago.
NHTSA's calling on ARC Automotive to recall millions of vehicle airbags, which are at risk of exploding in a crash and injuring occupants. It says more than 33 million Americans are driving vehicles with that threat. Museum officials in Grand Rapids, Michigan, showed off the bones from a 13,000-year-old mastodon, unearthed during a drainage dig last year. Corey Redman is the curator.
What makes this specimen unique and so exciting is it's a juvenile, it's a young animal. Typically when you find them, they're adults, and also the degree of completeness.
This is AP News. The feud between the Walt Disney Company and Florida's governor just got bigger.
The Walt Disney Company says it's scrapping plans to build a new campus in Central Florida. The company had planned to relocate about 2,000 employees from Southern California to Florida to work in digital technology, finance, and product development. Disney's announcement follows a year of attacks from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the legislature. Disney filed a First Amendment lawsuit against DeSantis and other officials last month. The company official says in a memo to employees, new leadership and changing business conditions prompted Disney to abandon those plans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The head of the U.S. agency charged with enforcing civil rights in the workplace says artificial intelligence-driven bossware tools that track the whereabouts and keystrokes of workers can run afoul of discrimination laws. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,